Thank you for tuning in to another episode of That Animated Podcast.
Oh my god, no way.
This episode is brought to you by jaltoy.com/shop.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yep. We recently got a bunch of stuff done, and we're really happy with the way the hats turned out.
Yeah, especially. We gotta show off the pictures.
The little guy in the middle of the table, that's what we got done.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
He's on a little hat. He's on a beanie. And it came out really good. I'm impressed, actually. Yeah.
I know we had a couple orders, but one of the people sent us the photos, and it was really looked really good. And we might put them up on the screen behind us. So if you guys buy any merch, like the one behind me specifically, where it says the dates, we're going to put the merch up there that if you guys want to take pictures of yourself.
Send in pictures of yourself, flexing it.
Look, I bought a t-shirt, or like, look, I bought a hat, and we'll put you up there.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were name dropping.
Yeah, we'll name drop Joe.
Joe. Yeah, thanks for getting the hat, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Hopefully it keeps you warm.
Hopefully it eats you alive.
Yeah.
Honestly. There's no guarantee that our hats won't eat you alive if you put them on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not written anywhere, so it could happen.
Yeah, so we've been like all over the place with the relaunch of season one, part two. And that's because it's the end of the year. We've had a lot going on. I'm cramming in learning stuff at the same time.
Yeah, we're trying out a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, we're in a transitional period. So we're hoping that sometime after season one is over, and in 2025, it's season two. That's in January. And we're going to do it like actually seasonal, like the first quarter, second quarter, third and fourth.
You know, like seasons, you know,
yeah,
months.
Yeah, like the way the seasons actually
spring,
work.
Spring, summer, fall, winter.
Yeah. So that's going to be how we like break up the episodes. I know we're just like talking about the podcast on the podcast, and I always hate doing this, but
Some people of you literally asking, watch for us, so I think it's fine.
Right. Anyway, we'll have everything sorted out, and we have things that we are learning that we're going to be kind of shifting our focus of what we do as a job, per se.
It's kind of why we've been missing and missing episodes. It's because we're learning some new things and we're trying to spice up what we're working on and make cooler things for you guys that we think you're really going to like.
Yep.
So I hope that you don't mind our absence sometimes.
Yeah, and we have some plans for the seasons, like manual, where we have our bonus content. Currently, it's manual? Like a zip file. I'm not super happy with that, but we want to do something a little more unique with our next one. So you guys are going to want to tune into what we're going to do with the bonus content this season.
Yeah.
I think the only issue is there just isn't a lot of it compared to the first season, because we had so many more months to
pilot
pack in
season?
And experiment. What?
Do you mean pilot season?
Did I say first season?
You did. Well,
I
mean, it can be confusing for people.
It technically is the like first iteration of this.
We just kind of say whatever we want.
Yeah. We must be so confusing to listen to sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
especially
why there's
when
less
we don't
of
have
you
audio
here.
Issues or do have audio issues.
Nah. You guys are awesome. I appreciate when you stick around and watch us, even though absolutely nothing is happening or
Yep, good job. You know what? That paints exactly.
You know the dead channel sign behind us?
Yeah, it came back for a reason.
Yeah. Also, you can get that on a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You want dead channel on your body? You can wear it. You can be dead.
We were trying to do like multiple signs, like put the Jaltoid Media sign on the back, but end up making the shirt way too expensive.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys want to pay like $50 for a t-shirt.
I literally hate charging a lot of money for things. If I could just give things away, I would. But at the same time, I need money so that I can live.
Well, we used to just sort of mail things out to people who would mail things in. We used to do those postcards. Did we ever talk about that?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Well, we do that.
Yeah, wait.
We wanted to talk about it if we didn't. So basically, we used to get a bunch of fan art and we would reply with the postcards.
Special postcards.
Yeah, there's another podcast episode of us reacting to like us opening fan mail. So we won't get super into it. But yeah, we used to reply with these little postcards. Maybe we'll do that again. Maybe
I feel like we like, should.
Our supporters, they can send in their address and we'll send them postcards every month. So many people
do such cool things. Like somebody graffitied a wall. One of our channel chats, I'm pretty sure it's Chyra.
I forgot about that.
I don't
know
if I'm pronouncing your name right. Chyra. Chyra. I don't know if that's foreign or whatever.
You're butchering it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll blame Meredith. It wasn't even me. I don't take responsibility for anything that I say. Anyway, they literally graffitied a wall with art of us. We're on a wall somewhere in real life.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Like, to see us physically somewhere.
You guys are honestly mad talented.
I'm glad we live in a time where if they were to, like, AI generate something like that, it would be totally unbelievable. Because we would notice all the artifacts. So we're in a time where we know that really happened.
Yeah, that's real. It's real. There were multiple pictures of it. It was a real thing. Man, the AI thing is getting real bad too, because we're starting to eat each other alive. We're seeing like real artists. And I just saw something about this earlier today. These are human-made mistakes that are starting to get like overanalyzed as like, how come this flower is more detailed than that flower? How come the hair looks so weird over here? There actually is human error happening, and we're starting to point fingers at real artists for being AI.
Yeah, because
things are flip-flopping.
Doesn't understand. It thinks there's logic behind everything, so it's trying to pick it apart. Like,
the bot?
Yeah, the AI bots. Unless you're talking about,
I'm talking about real people.
Wait, artists are getting confused?
Yes.
For what?
Yes.
That's confusing.
Yeah, no. Like, real artists are getting accused of AI generating their art because of the weird little details.
That's the exact opposite of what I thought you were saying.
No.
What?
Yeah. Like, straight up, like, professionals getting accused now.
Oh my gosh.
Because of like the little details that are human errors.
Oh my gosh. So like, we're entering this era where people can basically come up with whatever they want with art by just typing into a prompt, and it's passable.
Scary.
Because I've seen a lot of stuff that like, I didn't know it was AI. And then later I found out it was, and I was like, oh, like, that was pretty convincing.
There was a Miku picture that was floating around of like a cat girl Miku. And I didn't even realize it was AI at first when like I saw it passing by a few times. But then eventually people were like, hey, so how come y'all didn't notice? What do you mean, how come? Not everybody can tell the difference. And right? It's getting better and better. And that's getting scary.
Yeah, it's getting pretty good with a lot of other stuff too. Like,
you know, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, like we dip our feet in it just to see like where the technology is at. And we use it for fun. Like, we were writing in lyrics to a song that was about like some Minecraft user on this server we play on.
My God.
And it was silly. But then the AI like spits out this music that is like a legitimate track, and it's like,
I hate
holy
that.
Shit, how'd it come up with all this?
I like testing the technology to see how far it's come. I don't ever want to use it for actual like products or anything.
Yeah, that's the mistake people make. It's not a product maker, and that's when you apply it to a finished product, it just shows that you're lazy. You really should never use the AI stuff in a final product. Like, it must be embarrassing when something gets out there and a major company used AI,
it's
and
so
then they put it like
soulless
on the finished product. It's not a replacement for talent.
No.
It's a tool. You should use it as a tool if you want to use it at all, but you shouldn't just put everything that you have into it. It's not a good way to make a career. You're not going to get very far in art. You should really stick to it. There's no benefit into like moving everything over to AI and automate everything.
No, here's the problem is people are going to get so used to using AI for things. They're going to forget how to do things on their own.
Yeah. Like the talent
and AI
of
is
doing
not smart.
Things,
it's stupid. It's yeah. not smart.
It's getting
it
dumber.
It will lie to you.
I've talked to ChatGPT like the other day about something really simple, like in Minecraft. It was like, oh, if you fly out in the end, does the elytra density get more or less? And just because I suggested that that might happen, it explained to me how it would happen.
Most times it just wants to tell you what it thinks you want to hear.
Yeah. It's not serving you actual aggregated information. It's just trying to predict what the answer is.
Also, I'm worried about using it too much because even I'm starting to get worried about the weather, the fact that it's December and it's still like warm out and we're not getting like any snow.
Okay, I don't think AI has to do with that.
I don't know, because I feel like the big boom happened. I'm starting to see it for myself. Like, the big boom happened. Everybody's generating things all of the time.
We have had late winters like this all the time. This was way before.
Ohio weather's weird. I don't want to be a doom person. I'm always trying to avoid being a doom and gloom person, which is why we even have, like, these discussions to begin with, because I don't want it to be like, oh, no, the world is being taken over. And we're going to burn alive. I don't want to do all that.
I think people forget the Earth is a living being sometimes. And you can correlate...
Our planet's alive, yo.
Yeah, you can correlate things like that, but it doesn't necessarily mean they caused anything.
I don't know.
Listen, you could have, like, rising internet adoption and then have, like, another crime statistic. Or not crime statistic. They usually use crime statistics. But, like, let's say... the price of corn went down at the same time.
Corn.
And then they conclude the internet made corn cheaper. Like, you could put those two graphs together. I'm not saying that actually happened, but what I'm saying, it's an example. Like, putting two graphs together doesn't necessarily mean they caused each other, but it doesn't necessarily like argue that it didn't happen either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you can't always rely on two charts being put together and coming to a conclusion based on that.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat as me where they don't do, like, they're not doing all the, like, deep dive research on it. They're just kind of, like, surface level, seeing what people are saying, getting a little bit of information yourself, and, like, just being a little bit scared. Just a little bit.
I mean, it's like rational.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame anyone for being nervous about the environment. I just don't know how much we contribute specifically with AI when
AI
we
generation.
Have all these other server farms that would technically contribute at
like, yeah,
the same
I get
level.
That. We've had a lot of emissions from pretty much everyday things that we do. You know, all these servers that are running, all these game servers that are running, just like the cloud itself, things like that all have always contributed anyway, right?
But I mean, it's not like it's zero.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that.
I just know that, like, it takes a lot of computing power to generate these things. And I guess it's just because it's more mainstream. It's got people really thinking about it for the first time.
It's the same issue that we have with energy, like in general. There's a lot of countries that if they were able to consume more energy and use more fuel, burn more coal, use cheaper sources of energy,
yeah,
they would boom. The only reason they don't do it is because there's regulations that have been put into place by certain organizations that say, hey, you can't use this because it emits this. And it limits a lot of options for the poorer countries. So
damn,
what I'm saying
serious shit
is
now.
If we were to stop progressing in that way, it wouldn't matter because another country would do it too. It's a competition of wit.
Ugh.
And it's kind of the bigger picture where if we stopped investing in energy like that or stopped progressing in energy,
someone else is just going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Someone else is just going to fuck up the environment anyway. So it's one of those things. It's a double-edged sword. Do you want to fall behind in progress? Or do you want to contribute to part of the problem?
History repeats.
This is the cycle. Like, this is the cycle where it's like you got these things that are progress and then the things standing in the way.
We're going to
always have those two sides of it like that.
We're going to peak. We're going to hit the climax, and then we're going to explode.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if it's like a big deal to even be focusing on it.
Covered in snow, and there's going to be another ice age, and then it's going to start all over again.
Anyway, not to get too much into like...
You know, they made an AI model based on some of our art.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm not that good.
I'm pretty stoked that it outputs a lot of ugly shit. Some of it kind of, like, if you squint your eyes, it could look like something we'd make, but for the most part, I feel like we don't draw consistently enough. Usually, like, our style is kind of all over the place. I feel like there's some stuff we do that stays consistent, but for the most part, it's not always consistent. And so you need consistency for a proper AI model.
Yeah, for sure.
And so the ones that they have right now just kind of suck. I don't want that to be inspiration, though, for, someone be like, well, I'm going to make a better one.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. Listen. It is what it is. A lot of artists have their art trained on now, and it really fucking sucks. But
it's let me give a little advice for people who maybe feel a little demoralized by all the AI stuff. There will always be a market for that handmade stuff. Like, always. It doesn't matter how good the technology gets. The only thing I think is really in jeopardy with a lot of the AI art is maybe like the low level commissions. Maybe there's a lot of people who don't have interest in it, but I feel like a lot of those...
You mean like less skilled?
Yeah, like clients being as interested, like people who just want art aren't really going to be commissioning anymore. But I don't think that was a big market to begin with. I think a lot of the people who like paying for art because a person made it are not going away. I think they're still going to do it. And I think they're always going to prefer the method of working with a person over a bot, because they can, you can explain to a bot roughly what you want, but you have to be like, really like nailing what you want. You have to be, it's almost, I mean, I don't want to use the word talent, but it does take a lot of knowledge to actually be able to get the results of someone who is a real artist.
For as long as it takes to craft the perfect prompt and like whittle it down to what you want, you might as well just commission somebody, you know,
or
to get exactly
to draw.
What you want. Or, yeah.
Like, it really isn't better at doing what humans do, and that's being creative. Yeah. It's not creative. It's just
that
it
vision
can
in
estimate
your head
what creativity looks like.
Is not going to come out perfect. Yeah, I mean, even artists struggle with that too, though.
Right.
It's so hard to get exactly what you're thinking down.
Right, but if you're going to be investing in figuring that out, you might as well invest in a talent.
You might learn something on the way.
Yeah.
And it'll help you more down the line. Just think about survival, okay? Think about survival. If all of the computers went down, if you didn't have the internet anymore, if you didn't have your phone and all that shit, what are you going to do?
Yeah, a lot of people...
What are you going to do? You gonna AI generate a sandwich, huh?
Well, I mean, a lot of people in our generation are not really imagining a world without computers. Yeah. Like, we're not preparing for a future without the technology existing. Like, maybe it might not happen in our lifetime because things like radio still exist. But like, what if internet goes the way of something like radio?
Who knows?
Where it's a niche by the time we're old. Where it's like, oh,
Who freaking knows?
Those people are just stuck on the internet. They never grew past the internet. Like, what if there is a merging of technology and the real life to the point where internet is no longer appealing to anybody? Where the internet is just something else.
Yeah.
Where it's just networking cities together.
We're doing something else now. We found a new dimension and we're hanging out there now.
Like, maybe cities interface with technology and people don't want to buy phones anymore. Or at least for the purpose of like playing games and surfing.
They're
going
to turn America into a virtual simulator where we don't have real things anymore. It's all just like
NFTs.
Our food is NFTs. Oh my God. You know when Plankton was eating that holographic meatloaf?
Oh my God. He was eating his NFT, his favorite dish.
Yeah.
Holographic meatloaf again. My favorite.
You know, that made me really hungry.
Holographic meatloaf?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Would you guys eat an NFT?
Shut up.
You threw away your NFT? Starving kids in Africa couldn't have eaten that NFT.
Shut your whore mouth.
That'd be like such a tease if you were like starving in the desert and you're like traveling and then you see off in the desert like this big meatloaf and you're just salivating like, ooh, a meatloaf. And then you get up to it and it's holographic. It's an NFT.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh my God. What if... Old phones? No. This is real.
Okay.
What if in the future people don't use phones for phones anymore? They use them for like things like trading cards. So they're like, "Hey, check out my Pokemon trading card that I have."
You know, that's kind of a thing though. You know the new Pocket game with the Pokemon cards?
Oh my God!
You get rare cards. You just use your phone. Hey, look at my cards. Look. Look at my sparkly interactive immersive card that isn't actually immersive at all, and it's just a video. Dang. You don't get to look around at all. It's just a video. And look at that, spend money on that.
I don't see how that's any different than owning an NFT.
Yeah,
it's still stored on a server somewhere.
The idea, the concept of NFTs has been about, your freaking Neopets are NFTs. Come on.
Like, even if the blockchain is used, you're still storing that stuff on a server. Like, you're still engaging with a server. There's still like a lot of information and energy being generated just to like, I don't think people realize how many handshakes, like digital handshakes, there is just to get this video to your device. Like, if you didn't download this...
Ew, he didn't wash his hands.
There are so many devices that connect you to the server. There's so much going on. I don't know. Decentralized networks, I think, are appealing for a reason, because you can have no servers and still run a massive network. Because you can just have individuals with computers.
We had Mergen, who was really, really... pushing for, what was it called?
The Fediverse. Which I know about, but we haven't dipped our feet into it enough. It's like a whole nother universe to me. Like, it's more than just different technology. It feels like a different mindset of people who are in the Fediverse. They're a lot more tech savvy.
I still don't totally get it, but I've tried to look into it and I thought it was a social network site. But then I realize it's not. And you know, Mergen, you know what? If you're watching this, sell it. Go ahead and sell it. Oh, I'm letting you right now. Go ahead, down there and sell it. Because I don't understand. What it is, I still don't.
It's a platform. Imagine you are like an RSS feed. That's probably the only parallel that will make sense.
I'm so detached from concepts like this, man.
Like, that's basically what the Fediverse is. It's like a network of RSS feeds, you could say.
I just go on YouTube and I watch Miku dance. Like, that's
oh my God.
That's about all I do.
You're stuck in Net 2.
Net 2?
Yeah, that's considered Net 3.
What?
The Fediverse.
What's Net 1?
Like old HTML dial-up.
I like that one.
I think HTML5 was the Internet 2.0 era. Like when they came out with that.
What's the difference?
Tools. A lot more integration with like JavaScript and stuff with HTML5.
You remember, what was it called? It wasn't Flash. It was something else. I remember its stupid little loading bar on all of the Cartoon Network minigames.
Are you sure it wasn't like Macromedia Swiffer? Or
no.
Not Swiffer. That's a different thing.
I don't know. Was it Java? No.
It would have had to have been a plugin like Java then.
What did all the Cartoon Network games play on?
Probably it was either Flash or Java.
It had like these pill shaped loading bars. I remember
that. In Flash, you could have custom loading bars.
No, it wasn't custom loading bars. It was a specific kind for the program that was, man.
Oh my gosh. I don't remember anything like that.
What, really?
No, for all I assume, it was Flash.
I swear it wasn't called Flash. Or Java.
I can't think of any other application that was widely adopted other than those two at the time.
Guys, somebody please validate me. Please remember what I'm remembering.
I mean, they weren't doing it with raw HTML at that time. That's for sure.
I bet your brother would know.
I bet they would also say JavaScript and Flash.
No, it wasn't. It was something else. I swear it was something else.
Comment down below if you remember.
Please. There's so many things that I have in my memory that I cannot find anymore. Like this specific art book my mom got me from, I don't know if it was from a visual novel, a specific artist's work, but I have so many of the illustrations vividly in my head and the different, like what was on each page and all the different girls. I have looked through visual novel, what are they, repositories, like I've looked up specific art books from like 2006 to 2008, because that's when I got it. I got it around the same time I got the PETA 10 art book. I cannot find this art book. Same with this figure. There's a figure I got of like some anime girl in like a red suit, kind of like a cat girl looking thing. She had red boots, like tall red boots. I remember that. I look them up. I feel like I get close every time. I even feel like I find like a thing that's similar to it or by the same artist, and I cannot find it.
This is a similar issue I had with the UFO book.
Ugh.
Like the one that traumatized me. I still can't find it. I have no idea.
I hate when you know these things existed, but you cannot find anything based on it.
I used to think that the little pizza face with Pizza Hut was not real.
What pizza face?
They used to have these commercials back in the day. It was like a pizza with pepperoni eyes and olive pupils. And they would just talk. And they would be in these like really like over-the-top situations. Like imagine like kid humor and it was just a pizza getting like mutilated. But like it was a puppet, so it was like, ah! Like, so it wasn't like actually getting hurt, so it was silly.
Like Foster's Home when Francis imagines a little pizza friend, then he goes, "How do you do? I love."
Essentially, it had the same energy as that. All those commercials.
He eats him alive, and he screams like he's dying because he is.
But I specifically remembered like this one where he was at like a haunted mansion or something.
Okay.
And for years, I swear. Like it was a thing, but I couldn't find any evidence of it. And then eventually someone must have dumped the commercials onto YouTube because I was finding them after a while. I was like, I knew it. I knew that was real. I don't know what it was called. I assumed it was Pizza Face, but it might've been called something else. I think that might've been why.
That totally reminds me of the singing giant troll in Wisconsin that I swear I remembered. On one of our family vacations in Wisconsin Dells. I don't know if the thing itself was in Wisconsin Dells, but that's where we were going. And it was this giant animatronic that would sing What a Wonderful World. And my whole family gaslit me for years saying that never happened. But they totally remembered, I think. Because I did find it online eventually singing.
Wait,
again.
You're saying they remembered?
I don't know if they were actually just gaslighting me the whole time or if they remembered it, but they made me feel crazy like it never happened.
Oh my God.
It definitely happened. I loved him. He was so soft and gentle and he made me feel okay.
Listen, this happened with my family too.
What?
I swear to this day, and I will stand by this.
Okay.
All right. Around like, I don't know, my 18th birthday or 17th birthday. Okay. I don't know. Around that time, I asked my mom to make me a coconut cake.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't, she came back to me and said, the carrot cake is the base usually for a coconut cake.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't know that. That was new knowledge to me.
Okay.
And so that's why I know this happened.
All right.
Because I like, that's why specific. I know that.
Yeah.
And nobody remembers me having it. Nobody.
Oh. Well, and really?
Yes.
I mean, 18.
It bothers me because I keep saying, like, you guys made me a coconut cake for like my 18th or 17th birthday. And they're like, no, I didn't. No, we didn't. We didn't have that. I'm like, what? What do you mean? So I'm Mandela affecting the fact that I had this unique cake. And then on top of that, my sister was pregnant with her first son.
Her oh my son, gosh, she really? Has two,
but her son, yeah. And
when you were 18?
Oh yeah, around that time. And she threw up. It made her sick.
Oh.
Because she was more like susceptible to puking when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And now he listens to this podcast. So that's a story you can bring
that's
up.
That's scary. What? How much time has passed? I can't deal with that. I'm 30.
But it's really funny because like no one remembered it. I swear to God, and I will go to my grave with that memory.
My God, that happened. Yeah, that would traumatize me. No, it wouldn't traumatize me. What am I saying? Sorry, I was thinking of a time I was traumatized by my mom's like monkey puppet thing.
What?
And I didn't believe it was real. I thought I made it up.
All right, what are you talking about?
She had this. We even talked about it the other day when we were talking on the phone. But she had this big monkey like puppet. And I still can't quite remember exactly what it looked like, but I know it was scary. And I think I would still be scared of it if I saw it now. I think she chased me around with it once.
Oh my God.
I was so scared of it. I don't know if there was anything wrong with it. But
it was a possessed.
It was genuinely terrifying, though.
Was it one of those sock monkeys?
No. It was like a really hairy monkey.
Oh. My mom had one of those sock monkeys.
Those are cute. I like those.
Yeah, I remember that. It was very heavy.
Yeah?
Was yours? Was it supposed to be weighted?
Huh?
Did you ever have one?
I think my sister got me one for graduation, but it was like not an original sock monkey.
Oh, yeah. I think the one my mom had was weighted.
Wow.
Because I remember having like those beads in it.
I love weighted stuffed animals. And speaking of, my mom literally just sent me one in the mail for Christmas. And it is the cutest, most comforting stuffed animal I think I've ever had. It's a little snail with a succulent on its back. It's a little bit weighted, okay? And it's really, really soft, and it feels so nice to hug. Like, I feel like an angel made this.
Oh my gosh.
It makes me feel okay. Not a lot of things can do that, but this thing definitely does. I say as I'm not holding it in front of your face.
Oh my gosh. You know, we did get something for Lily for Christmas.
Oh my God, it's actually guys.
Really silly.
We it's got really cute.
This like burrito wrap blanket.
A because, really big one.
Yeah, she loves blankets. So we got her one that looks like a tortilla. And it really is going to look like she's wrapped up
it's
in a burrito.
It's
going to
look... She's a little chihuahua.
Yeah, of course.
She's going to be a little burrito dog.
Yep. She loves blankets, by the way.
She loves them so much. It was one of the first things we ever gave her.
Yeah, and we had no idea that she would like it so much. But blankets are literally her favorite thing. If you want to get on our dog's good side, give her a blanket.
Or food.
But yeah. That works for any dog. Lily's unique. She likes blankets. Like
we have these heated blankets that we got for the winter because it would get really cold in our room. And we dug them out, and it's her new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, we were trying to figure out what was wrong with her for like a week. She was coming up to us like crying at night every night, and we couldn't
Only
figure
recently,
it out.
Though.
Yeah, and it was just like really recent. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, what do you want?
So
the
we go over.
The blanket kept turning off.
Yeah, the blanket would turn off. And yeah, when it would, she'd come over.
And she'd be like, hey, the blanket's cold.
Hey, help. Help. I'm freezing to death. Help.
We have the heat on, but she loves the... She loves the heat.
Because, he loves the heat like no other animal.
Yeah, we'll go outside sometimes, and we have this space heater. And we'll just set that up for her so she can stay warm.
Yeah, every time we go out into the garage, because we have our little garage meetings, you know. That's our fresh air garage. In the winter, because it's too cold everywhere else.
Yeah, I'd much prefer to be outside, but the winter makes it hard.
And we have a little heater that we can plug in. And it was supposed to be, you know, for our feet because it gets that cold. But we've decided it's Lily's now. So we set up a little pillow.
No. Huh? She decided.
No, she... Okay, well, I decided, it's hers.
No.
Because I want her to be happy and warm. I will freeze. I'll be out there. And she's sitting there and she starts trembling. I take off my hoodie. I give it to her.
Listen,
simple as that.
She, like, this is a testament how much she loves that thing. She will cry and beg and plead with us to go inside with
Usually.
Her. She doesn't want to just go inside. She wants all of us to go inside.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go in by herself.
Yeah, if we let her in, she cries at the door.
She's like, hey, wait, no.
But if we let her out, she cries to go in because it's cold. But with the
heater... Which we do get her sweaters. We do lots of things to make sure this dog is warm, okay?
I mean, the heater
is
what we did,
yeah,
ultimately. But she loves that heater so much that sometimes she stares at us like...
When we're ready to go in.
Like, what the fuck? We're going in? And it's like, yes, Lily, it's cold out here. You got the heater. She loves that so much that sometimes she won't go in.
That we caught her panting once.
I know. And I'm like, damn, that's so rude. Like, we're over here, like, and she's going, oh my gosh, I'm so hot, guys.
I felt so insulted. I'd do anything for her.
I made the parallel with Dumb and Dumber with the two gloves.
Oh my God.
The scene where he's like, oh, you can have my second pair of gloves. They were getting sweaty.
Yeah, my hands were getting sweaty anyway.
Dude's you had freezing two gloves this whole time. And you didn't tell me him putting his bare hands over the fire. That's a good movie.
I love this animal. I love this animal with my whole heart.
Yeah.
I literally will do anything for her.
Our silly Lily Billy.
I'm always worried something's wrong with her.
Some kind of silly thing, like
attention.
The blanket or attention.
She'll like want me to scratch her, or she just wants kisses on her face because she loves them. She leans into them. She smushes her face into mine so I can kiss her.
Oh, she is weird. I've never, like I keep saying with her, we've never had a dog like her because one, she loves blankets, and I've never had a dog that, like, understands, like, what a blanket
is. She cuddles up in them. She literally, like, uses her nose to, like, get herself under and situated.
Right, Ellie. She literally tucks herself in. I've never had a dog that does that.
There was one time she stuck herself into a pillowcase. Like, in the pillow.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That?
We're like, wait, what?
Where'd she go? Oh.
And she burrowed into a pillowcase.
She's a little burrowing dog.
Yeah.
She did come from California. So I think the Ohio winters are a little harsh for her.
They might be, but she's definitely gotten a lot more comfortable with it.
I think so.
But she also loves to be smothered. Not just
snuggled,
but like smothered. Like
squish her little face.
Like squish your face into her face.
Loves it. Hug her. She loves hugs.
She doesn't do that with just anybody. You have to really earn her trust. But you wouldn't know it when you first meet her because she's so mean.
She's just like, that mean.
She is.
No.
She is.
No.
I call it mean because when you first meet someone, you don't go, that's what she does.
Dog.
Exactly. That's what I mean. She's mean. She warms up to you.
Well, she's very protective of us also. And it's big strangers. She gets scared of big strangers.
I did not say that she can't be nice. I'm saying when you meet her, she's mean to you.
She'll be a little mean. Okay.
She puts you in your place. Yeah. It's more like that. It's not like she's mean or rude.
Back off. She won't
bite
you.
She's mean and rude. She's just not actually mean.
She's a little bitchy. It's okay. She gets it from me.
But, yeah, I don't know. She's a very unique dog.
I love her to pieces.
Never had an animal. I don't think we will ever have an animal like Lily again.
She's in my dreams, guys. Like every night, I'm like, Lily, Lily, in my dreams, making sure she's with me. There was a time I had a dream where I was like in a mall or something with her. And every few minutes when I'd walk around, she would just kind of like phase through my arms and I'd drop her, I guess. And she would just kind of like wander off somewhere as if she clipped out of the map or something. And I'd yell to her and she'd come running back. But it just kept happening. And even when I would hold her tight, she just started to clip out of my hands. Kind of like, okay, Minecraft. You know when a parrot is perched on your shoulder and if you jump or like drop down, it'll just kind of like fall off of you? It's like that.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that's why.
You know, I've thought I'm
playing
like,
a lot of Minecraft.
I wonder if we get another dog before... You know, Lily.
You better stop. I literally over this. Listen, don't do this to me now.
Oh my gosh. I mean this though. Like,
no.
I want her to like teach another dog how to behave like her.
I'm actually going to cry. Don't.
Oh, what?
Want to talk about that.
Okay. I won't talk about that.
Not my baby.
I do think of
Lily's memory in that way. I'm going to get her tattooed on my body. Like, I want her paw. She has really, really, really dense paws. So when she stands on me, she like imprints her paw in my thigh. I also have a really squishy thigh, so that helps. But I want to get that specifically tattooed on me so she's always a part of me.
Aww.
No!
Our first pooch.
She's about 8 now, I'd say. I think.
Yeah, probably. Somewhere around there.
But Chihuahuas live long life. She's going to live with me forever, okay?
Listen, she's at oldest 8. She is younger than 8, probably.
8 is young.
They said she was 2 years when we got her, but she looks significantly younger than she does.
She was so little. We got her from the pound. I know we've talked about that. She was a little trembly thing. Oh,
Emmy. But listen,
I'm so sensitive. I cry at the snap of a finger.
I don't think she was actually 2. I think she was younger. She seemed like she was like 8 months.
Not my baby.
That would be my guess. She did not look that old.
I don't.
Listen, the people who dumped her off there literally wrote on the papers required too much attention.
What a bull.
There's no way they kept her for 2 years. Thinking that. Like, oh, she's just too needy. They probably had her for a few months and probably got her
needy,
as a puppy.
But all dogs are.
I know, and she is very needy, but like she's around us all day. She's kind of like
she is integral to my everyday life. We greet her in the morning.
Part of
our
consciousness.
We tuck her in at night. She is literally our baby. If we didn't have her, I'd probably have a baby. Because I need that. I need to be nurturing something. And Lily right now is that. She is what I am nurturing.
If we didn't have
Lily, I am her mama.
I'm not going to lie. I probably wouldn't go downstairs most mornings first thing. I'd probably do something else. But
there's so much that she motivates us to, you know, get up in the morning.
Yeah, it's because she needs to go outside. So I have to go downstairs
exactly.
Every morning.
God. Hi, we're dog parents.
Yeah. Currently, just dog parents.
Oh.
I mean, like, people get kind of, like, crabby. Like, oh, you're going to raise a dog, not a kid. Hey, maybe.
Shut up. I want a baby. I want one. You don't understand. I will be a good mother. Okay. I know this. I need a little baby to rock in my arms. Okay. I've gotten to the age. I started having baby fever, like, years ago. A few years ago. But it's... Maybe
oh my gosh. Well, I think a lot of things I just want to like get together first, because it's one of those things where if you're going to do it, you don't want to bring them into an environment
that
isn't ideal.
I don't feel like I've taken care of myself enough. I feel like I need to take care of myself better if I ever want to take care of a baby, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be ready enough.
I hear from a lot of people that you don't know how to prepare for it until
you will
there.
Never be ready.
Like you'll never be ready.
All moms say you'll never be ready. My mom says that. Your mom says that.
I think that's because it's like, you're never really ready for any part of life.
No, you're not.
And when you think about like being dependent upon that much, you are really scared to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm also scared of the idea of being pregnant.
I can understand that. It can be scary.
That seems a little scary, but like also I want to experience it at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
I want to experience it.
Like
I
understand what you're saying,
life.
But to just outright saying like I want to experience is just funny to hear. Like, I don't know. Oh my gosh, stop. We're on the podcast.
Huh?
We're recording. God.
Actually, cut that out. I don't want anybody in your family to. I don't want anybody in your family to hear that.
Oh, well, too late.
No.
God. Now you're embarrassed.
I can't do this.
What?
This.
Well, a podcast?
Yeah.
This is so hard.
Because I'll either not know what to talk about or I start over talking and oversharing because I'm just letting my mind say whatever to fill the void, the space.
Well, I mean, you're just being yourself. You're saying what comes to mind.
To myself. I don't have a filter a lot of times. I'm either really, really quiet and shy and awkward, or I'm just like oversharing and I'm talking too much and I'm too honest. I don't have an in between.
That's okay.
That's why I feel like I can be a hard person to stick with sometimes.
What does that mean?
Like I'm fine in small doses, but I feel like I'm probably pretty exhausting for a lot of people.
Emmy, we're around each other 24/7.
Well, that's why I know you can tolerate me, you know? You're here, you can tolerate me, so that's why it works.
Maybe it's not always about tolerating.
Huh?
Huh?
What? Do you like me?
No.
Do you like me? Is that... Oh!
Oh my God, calm down.
That means he likes me. He said that he likes me. He just indirectly said that he likes me. So therefore, that means that he likes me. That means he likes having me around. That means he likes that I'm weird. That means he likes that I'm loud and obnoxious. Right?
Did I say that?
I think he said that. Guys, can you check if he likes me?
No.
Please. True. I really like. I think he might like. Guys, should I tell him that I like him? Should I tell him? Should I admit it? Should I admit it all? Should I confess? I was first to confess, actually. So.
All right, Quidditch.
Okay. Porridge? Game porridge?
Why? What? Your brain. Why?
Quidditch is like porridge, and porridge is like game porridge, which was our first game channel.
We probably mentioned this.
We've definitely talked about that.
That's like the fun fact of Joltoid Media that we have an old...
We used to be game porridge. That's what we were called.
Yeah. Go back and like listen to us like... High pitch, like hello.
We sound like babies.
It's so funny. That was back when like just editing videos was all you needed to do.
Like barely though.
Yeah. It was so like easy.
I guess. Hustle. I mean it was easy, but it didn't mean people would stick around.
Right, but I mean easy in the sense that like nobody else was really editing, so it was just like
I like our
planting
TF2
your
video.
Seed. What?
I liked our TF2 video from Game Porridge. Right?
What was that?
It was like a promo to watch us.
Oh my God! Yeah, we recorded something with the like in-game recorder. It was really new
at
the time.
For TF2?
Yeah. Like, it was when playback
Source Filmmaker stuff
was not normal.
And was that before Source Filmmaker?
I think that was around the time it was booming.
Wow.
And I just recorded gameplay, and yeah, I didn't do any special animations or anything.
You just kind of slapped a bunch of GIFs on it, and like Windows Movie Maker Yeah.
That was Goat Simulator, the one I did with that.
No, you did that with this one.
With TF2?
Yeah.
I remember just kind of like turning it over like this. I was just like,
you did.
Oh,
you added just like a couple gifts. I know.
I have no idea.
And we had the Frogger music in the background.
Yeah, that was definitely. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that was a mix of everything.
Yeah, but I remember having that scene where the heavy was punching to the beat of the music, and we were like, "Wow, this is so epic."
No, it was supposed to be like ironic.
No, that's why I'm saying, "Wow, epic." I say epic ironically. I always do. There's so many things to say ironically that people just think I'm just saying.
This is ironic.
But then I guess I say it so often that it almost isn't ironic anymore. I think I'm going to hyper this episode.
Well, what did I
had a whole energy drink, but.
All right, let's look this up.
Look what up? Game the video? Porridge. Game Porridge? What the?
Yeah. Oh, what? Dirt 2. Wait, what? Why did that show up?
Huh.
Oh, because it's actually, we called it that.
I see.
Yeah, this was our old channel. We essentially just, you know. Yeah. I don't know if they can hear this. But yeah, this was
There's
us
no just... point if they can't hear it.
Well, I mean, we're just showing them.
There it is. Man. Game Porridge. Up, up. There, that one.
Oh, this one.
2-4. Yep. That's the one.
Do, 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 do. It's like the Frogger music.
Do, do, do. There it is. Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Batman.
Whoa, yeah. Sumatori Dreams.
Yeah, we used to do just random internet stuff featuring the best racing games. This was before the Shrek meme, and we just added a random Shrek quote.
I remember that. This is all our footage. Wow, yeah. So epic.
We used our own footage.
Yeah. GameStop.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This
was epic gaming was like, I think halfway through it I realized that like it will look too serious. Like,
so you threw GIFs onto
it. Yeah, that's why I threw all the GIFs in there, because I'm like, oh my God.
You needed to make sure they knew it wasn't serious.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, they're going to know that, like, or they're going to think that this is serious. Like, I'm really trying to make a music video.
Wouldn't that be better, though, even? I really like the Shrek bit.
I don't know.
Shrek is a stand-up.
Oh my God.
I played a horror game. I played Amnesia. I forgot about that. Guy.
Yeah. This is in the recommended. If you guys don't know the music for this one, look this up. Weird Russian signal. Signal singer.
Chum 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 bedroom. Whoa whoa. Wow, that really stuck in my head as soon as I saw it. Yep.
Yeah, we don't have the music playing because we.
I got it.
We just shouldn't and we can't.
Yakiso.
That's wait, exactly can you what hear happened. It?
No, I'm dubbing it.
So can you hear it now? Oh. Anyway, I don't want to get distracted with the YouTube videos, but yeah, that's
he did this little movement. Yeah. I really wow.
Oh yeah, this is not intended to be here, but we do have our shop
wow,
stuff.
You can
right
take
here.
A look. Take a peep the merch, you know?
Oh, yeah, this was the embroidered hat we were talking about.
We need to show the actual really good picture Joe took.
Like, it has,
it looks
like,
better than this.
Yeah, it looks as like an artificial looking one, but it really is embroidered.
It's good.
That's
it,
just
it actually
like
looks
the
good.
Rendering they use.
Yeah. Which lags me. When I try to make products and it, like, tries to show the preview of what it'll actually look like, a lot of times it just crashes Chrome. I have to do so much in Microsoft Edge, because my Chrome lags so bad and I don't know what to do about it. Yes, I have checked all of my extensions. Yes, I have tried different users. Yes, I have tried clearing all of my history and cache that has ever existed on my account.
Yeah,
I lost everything. Yes, I have done that. I might have cried.
It's okay.
I might have cried.
Microsoft Edge is technically Chrome.
It's technically
still.
Chrome anyway.
Yeah, Chromium is an operating system that's open source and developed by Google. And you can basically, or a not operating system, a like a
web browser.
Web browser. And you can modify it, but it's base Chrome.
You can use Chrome extensions on Microsoft Edge. It just converts. Like, if you go to the Chrome extension store, you literally will be like, do you want to convert this to use? I'll be like, yeah. Hey, look, there's a video of me being born.
Oh,
check that
gosh,
out. That's my that's me being born. Check it out.
So those of you listening, there's a video on Emmy's phone screen.
Of me being born with my siblings.
It's just being plucked from the earth.
It's some radishes being grown.
Can't show that on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, yes, you can, because we did. Huh?
Huh?
What's that? Is that a banana?
What?
On your side?
I don't know.
That right. Look. No. That.
Yeah, that's it moved.
It looks really shiny.
Yeah. It's the texture.
It's
wrong.
A fake banana.
Fine, I'll get rid of it.
Yeah, you should. Put a real banana there, you faker. Fake banana fan. He doesn't even
like
them.
I'm not a fan of bananas.
I know. So why is it on your table, poser?
Because I say banana in a silly way and it makes people go, ha ha, funny.
Makes you a poser.
Bajedger.
You're a phony.
Bajedger.
Phony baloney.
Bajedger. Bajedger.
Bajedger. My nose has been a little stuffy this episode.
How am I not clipping the mic right now?
We are clipping. We're always clipping. We'll probably clip this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. We sound terrible.
Our audio probably sounds like ass.
My ass.
I like your ass.
Because I'm farting.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Huh?
We're so off the rails.
When are we ever on them? You know when they drift, when the train like does Tokyo drift and it's like some of the, they're on two different sets of rails and it's, you know?
We're having one of those podcasts that, like, conversations that's mostly consist of, you can do it, guys.
No,
you just have to put your mind to it.
No,
and guys, you know, talking is all about saying words and stringing phrases together.
No,
and you know, I think if we did more of that, we would communicate better with each other.
No,
I feel like we're having a conversation like that right now.
This is as epic as the Game Awards.
Oh my gosh.
Topical.
That's so topical.
Yeah, that just happened.
That happens every year.
That happens, and I watched it. Did you know that I watched it?
We listened to it. I was like digging out a Minecraft base at the same time, so I wasn't really super paying attention.
He goes so hardcore into Minecraft.
Sometimes.
It's like he lives and breathes. He no-lifes Minecraft sometimes.
Listen, my name is Minecraft on the Discord server for this server we're part of. And
whoa, it's the Minecraft.
Yeah. And then they realized like I had my accounts attached to it.
Oops.
And then they're like, dude, you guys should make content for our server.
They realized we have subs.
Yeah. And I'm like, you mean you want us to use our dead animation channel to make
to talk
YouTube
about
content?
The server?
Yeah, to talk about
your
server. Do you want, are you sure you want our
you
subscribers?
Literally don't want that.
I don't think they want that, genuinely. But we've kind of floated around this really funny idea. There's this guy who's on the server who trades a lot of stuff.
Oh my god, Zad.
And
Zad's
it would
our
be,
lad.
It'd be so funny if we had him on the podcast because everyone on the server would hate it.
Why do they hate Zad? Like, I actually don't get why they hate him so much. What
well,
did
I
he
don't
do?
Know. Maybe we should have him on the podcast to figure it out.
But do you guys want to on a,
that would be
you want a
I mean,
local celebrity from the Minecraft server that we play that you don't?
That would just be like we would mostly do that to mess with the people on the server we're with, like on the server with, because
the more people hate somebody that literally didn't do anything but exist, well, the more I take their side, the more I want to piss off those other people.
Listen, Zad's a throat cutter. That's the problem.
What does that mean?
He's very competitive. I'm not going to lie.
In the trading market?
Yeah, the deals he was cutting me for the Elytras were very low, He lowballed me. Yeah, listen.
Oh, the ones that you sold?
Yeah, I took the deals, but because I didn't want to sell, not in bulk, but he really
was
not. He's
just the Pawn Stars, okay? Yeah, he's literally the Pawn Stars of the server.
You can make enemies with making deals like that, though.
I guess.
Like, there are some people who really don't respect someone who's paying below market value while everybody else is paying the market value.
That's what I used to do on Neopets. Anytime I'd find something, I'd look it up in the shop wizard, see what other people are selling it for, and always undercut everybody. Like, I sell things for way lower just because I want to get rid of it. And I am everyone's enemy because of that. Because you ruin the economy for items when you do that. But, bro, I just wanted my Neo points. I just want to paint my pet, okay?
But when you, like, control part of an economy, I can see how people hate you.
Sometimes I wonder if he's in on it. If he's, like,
one of the admins. I don't know. Let's ask. He's got, like, 20 accounts.
He does not have 20 accounts.
Listen, this guy took alts to, like, an extreme degree.
He does.
I'm not
kidding.
He has so many. The server had to make a special rule, and it was pretty much for him.
Because of him, yeah.
Yeah, the server was constantly getting too full because the cap was like...
Yeah, there is literally a queue server where you have to queue in and
sometimes.
Wait.
They haven't had the queue server up in months. But when it gets full, it starts forcing his accounts to log out until there's only three online. It's like he's the reserve slots. They'll kick his accounts first.
It only makes you think. They're shredding up spawn right now. If you know anything about Anarchy servers, it's usually very hard to leave a spawn if you're a new player. And dear God, like, there was an entire obsidian roof for a long time. And underneath it is completely destroyed. But they're getting rid of the obsidian roof now. They're shredding it like a shredder would with withers. And I think they're advertising something with the withers name. There are some evil, horrendous, heinous wither names on this server, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah. There's
a lot of horrendous people on that server.
It's one of those, like, server where there are people who are edgy and... like to do edgy things and say edgy things.
But I don't talk on there too often, and when I do, it's like weird
nonsense.
Shit. Like, it hurts when I pee.
Yeah.
I say shit like that, which now I'm representing Dalton when I talk in chat because we have like a clan together, I guess. The paw clan, you know? I don't want to reveal too much, but
oh my gosh, we're acting like, you know, I don't want to reveal too much.
Yeah, we're a faction. And now I have Paw in my name too. So anything I say technically is representing Dalton, who has a little bit of a reputation. So I don't want to be
barely.
Too weird.
My
but...
reputation is I keep to myself, where did I get all my items? That's my reputation. Why do I have a high rank and I don't talk?
Or, like, do anything.
Yeah, they think...
You have map art you spread around.
Yeah, that's basically how people know me. I think that's all they know me for.
Dalton
is
known
art.
For being Dalton.
Pretty much.
Well, not, like, Dalton, but...
But just, like, a player.
Username. Yeah.
A player that doesn't really do anything.
We kind of just stand for you existing. We don't start wars. We're not really trying to be the best or anything. It's just, like...
No.
We exist.
Oh my God. I was at Spawn yesterday or the other day checking out what they were doing.
Yeah.
And Zad was getting pissy with me.
Why?
Because someone was asking for totems and I was at Spawn. So I was like, okay, I'll drop off a couple of totems.
Oh, he was trying to make a sale.
And he was trying to make a sale. Whoops. And then I rolled up and he's thinking I'm like going to attack him. He's like, no. I'm like, dude, whoa. Chill.
What? What, you clashed with Zad?
No, not really.
Was he mad at you?
Yeah, I must have been super mad.
What, really? You think
no,
so?
I'm not like actually mad, but he was like pissy with me. Like, dude.
Minecraft.
Gonna...
Minecraft drama.
Does he not know the expression, don't bite the hand that feeds you?
This is where we spend our time.
It's like getting banned from Walmart, and that's the only Walmart in town. Like,
oh, man.
You don't want that to happen. Don't worry, dude.
Nah, I like talking up Zad. I just like hyping people. That's just kind of what I like to do.
He's a character.
I will definitely make you feel good.
I can see why people hate him, which is exactly why it would be funny.
What do you even do? He barely even talks.
Okay, when he talks, though, he does like to fuck with people.
I think that's funny. Oh, like when
he calls people his sand slaves.
Dalton, you have to give context to that, because that sounds incredibly racist.
What?
Sand slave?
Does that sound racist?
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay, no. Just listen.
Okay.
It's about digging up sand. It's just about digging up sand, because that's what he takes as payments. Okay.
Shulks of sand. How is that? Okay. Oh my God. I think that's applying too much.
I just mean without context, if somebody just heard that and they wouldn't understand whatsoever.
Okay. You're like, how do people say not like him? And then the first thing I say, you're like, we need context.
No.
See, what if he said that in Global and someone else thought like, oh my God, what does this guy mean? But, sand slave.
But,
he's racist.
No, but.
Bam, right there.
But.
There's one reason.
But.
Gotcha. Anyway. My point being, when you have like that much control over an economy, people hate you. Like, to say he has control over a significant portion of the economy.
Well, you know, okay, listen, people like when sometimes they sell themselves as art slaves on like Toy House, which
you're
means
still
like
on the slave thing.
It means that they'll offer as much art as you want in like return for a character or a commission or something. A lot of people don't like it though, because it's like it's too open-ended, and it's
like they don't like the term or they don't like the exchange.
People don't like art slaves usually.
Yeah, it's because they like their deal and they want the deal to last forever. That's it. They're taking advantage, but not really seeing it that way.
Damn. The economy.
But it's sand shulks. We're talking about Minecraft. You're just digging up sand. Yeah.
Which I love doing mindless things, so I don't even care. I usually come online to help Dalton dig something out. Like, I'll just excavate.
And now we just blow it up because we...
But I like excavating, but you do have a gigantic gunpowder farm, so you might as well use the gunpowder for TNT. Yeah.
I guess. It's one of those scenarios on that server where we have so much stuff and we are so spread out at this point that we could invest it into like new players and just see what happens. Because I'm at a point where I'm one of those people who has literally everything and too much netherite to know what to do with. Because the people who play alongside us know how to get their own shit. They don't need us.
See, this is what we do.
And
we play
I'm
Minecraft.
Thinking, like, maybe there are factions we could just found and just dump, you know, some of our resource
people.
Into just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah, what
just
if,
for fun.
Yeah, what if we seed a faction? And then we're just allies with them. See? Hey, people could join the server.
Oh my God.
We could have the
Jolter.
No,
you have to have tough skin for this server. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, you have to really not care about
not a lot of things.
The
worst
types of
words. You're going to get picked on. It's just going to happen. If you talk a lot, at least.
Yeah, if you don't like.
Like, we had this one person we bullied because he was a dick.
Yeah, I think we talked about them a long time ago.
We did. And so a thing that he said became a copypasta. And we just say, anytime he comes online, us and our friends come on and say, I don't know this guy. I literally
can't tell if he's like freaked out by it. 3 month
hiatus.
Or he likes the attention. Because
it's probably a little bit of both. He tends to disappear when we come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he tries to play it off, but it really does bother him.
Well, we did stick one friend on him, which changed his life on Minecraft forever.
The thing is, when
Joey,
they don't get on that much, and I've kind of befriended some of the people in his faction.
Yeah, good.
Which is pretty funny.
That's what happens. Don't talk shit and you won't get hit. How about that?
They all dunk on him when he's offline.
Good.
And I don't know how much
he's aware of that. Don't be a little shithead. Mind your business.
The funny thing is, I don't even bring them up. I just see them dunking on him.
Rude for no... If you are ever rude for no reason, if you smack first, I'm going to smack you till you're nothing but blood and paste.
Honestly, part of the reason I never left the server. Genuinely.
Sometimes spite really.
Oh my God. It goes full circle with this conversation. I'm pretty sure the reason he was mad at me was because I said Zad was a reliable traitor.
Oh my God.
Going back to the whole people hate him really bad. Okay. We should really have him on.
I'm gonna dig into Zad now. I'm gonna find out why people are so mad. And I'm gonna see if I need a turn or not.
See, we need to have him as a guest. I'm gonna see if I need a turn. Just for the curiosity of knowing.
I'm gonna see if I need to be mad. I love finding out. Oh my God.
What if we have him on in like one of this is so stupid. Who actually wants to know about Minecraft?
Nobody!
This podcast goes off the rails, though.
And you guys care about this stuff? What would you rather hear about?
I think it would be really funny, personally, because he's like...
I'm going to decide if I like him or not. I'm going to dig into him now.
Yeah.
I'm going to dig into his dirt.
I always make the joke that his alt accounts are all fighting with each other.
My favorite is Zad4.
Wow, because he delivers the goods.
Yeah. What? That's because I never see it online.
That's the one he logs out with at spawn.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why he pops into frame. So what he does is he takes that account, he loads it up with the items.
Yeah.
Goes to spawn.
Yeah.
We geared up.
Got it all figured out.
Logs out.
Mm-hmm.
Tells people where to meet him.
Yeah.
And then logs in when you say you're there.
Okay.
And he communicates you with one of his online accounts. Or through the Discord. That's what he does.
Listen, I just like being silly. Okay, so I like to... I'll hype him up. I'm like, oh my God, it's Zad! Because it's silly.
Oh my God, Zad! Wow! It's like... it's mostly because everyone knows him and he's got like 50 accounts.
Yeah, he's always stood out because of that.
Yeah, it's just like,
I was mad at him at first because he had so many alts and I couldn't get in the server.
Log out.
Yeah, I'd be like, tell him to log out
and be like, no. And the admins made him log out. And everyone was like, yeah, ha. Huh.
The Q server had a bunch of parkour and hidden places to hide.
I do not like the Q server.
I liked it because I like to explore it.
It's just boring.
There's a lot of stuff. Oh, you're rude. Rude.
Boring.
Rude boy.
Boring.
You're boring.
Boring.
You're not boring.
You don't go there for the Q server unless you're a freak.
Can you go just to the Q server? I kind of miss it.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hang out in the... Will you hang out in the Q server with me?
No.
Aww.
Oh my God.
Fine. I'll get someone else to...
Guys, what do you think about our Minecraft adventures? Do we need to talk about this more, or do we need to zip it? Yeah, because like we do.
Do you
like
want to stuff our mouths with sand?
But I know not everyone. That's one likes of the things we do.
Oh my God, Miku's coming to Fortnite in 2025.
Oh my!
That's one of the games that I play sometimes. Okay, Fortnite kind of scratches an itch for me, and I like. Customizing a character. I mean Sakura, you know, Street Fighter Sakura. I'm a poser and I only started to like her more because of Fortnite. Okay. But she's really cute. She's got a great aesthetic. She's got nice legs. And I like making her dance and I wear the little wings. My back bling are these little like inflatable wings that I use on everything because it's so cute. Okay. And I like playing. I play on zero build. Okay. I run around, I explore, and I hide. And then I get killed at the last second when there's like three people left, usually. But Miku's coming! And now I care more! Listen, Fortnite already got my balls, took my money, punched me in the face, and I said thank you.
It's been really hard for me to want to go back to it.
I understand.
Because I always just end up spending money.
Yeah, it really, it makes you want to, the FOMO. They really get you with the FOMO.
Yeah, and then they're like bringing back old game modes and...
Thalm has a skin that's his like holy grail of skins.
Because they'll never have it back, and it's an old Battle Pass skin.
It's literally all he wants.
Yeah, out of it's that game. The cat that's like on a motorcycle.
Hold on.
It's like the cat's on a unicycle, mm-hmm. and that unicycle is on a treadmill, and that treadmill is legs. Like, so you are the cat.
Yes. You are the little cat, but it's the white cat. And they keep coming out with more cat skins, and it's just making you more bitter.
Yeah, bring that one back.
That's not the one you want. Why not? All he wants. Please.
It's okay. Please. I did get one rare thing that I'm not supposed to have, and that was the Snoop Dogg, like, turning the wheel.
Turning the wheel, but it's actually, you know, taking a hit of the joint, you know.
Somebody wasn't supposed to bundle that in like
the hippie bundle,
in a line of code, essentially. It was supposed to be,
and it got removed really fast.
Oh yeah,
I was so disappointed because I wanted it.
I jumped on it because I was like, ooh, okay, that one's cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was like a part rare of it, thing.
I think part of what makes us like Fortnite so much is the like customization of feeling like you're expressing yourself with the things that you got.
They basically commercialized mods.
And now they're shoes, and it pisses me off. Like, 1,000 V-Bucks for shoes? No. I don't know if those even transfer over to Lego. I don't even think they could.
That would be so funny. You're just like Legos with giant, like, shoes on. Like,
I know it's really cliche, too. And a lot of the skins that they have are really inappropriate when you think about it. Like, this game is advertised to all sorts of ages, which I guess it's teen now.
I mean, but to be fair, if you're playing Lego mode...
Okay,
I'm
Lego
sure.
mode is obviously an exception, okay?
Right, but what I'm saying is they probably won't be exposed to the normal skins.
Yeah, there's even, like, depending on your age, they disable certain skins.
Yeah, like, you can view Lego mode in the shop. Like, just look at what the Lego stuff looks like.
Does Fortnite still think you're, like, 2 years old?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. They think I'm 2 because when I was playing once, I was just, like, clicking through the options, and one of them was an age verification, which I just clicked next on. So whatever day it was, that was my birthday, and I was just born.
You were just born.
I was born the moment I clicked that, according to Epic. So
they shouldn't even have that as an option. Like,
oh my god, it should like be like, are you sure? It appears you like didn't enter a date. Are you sure you're making your account on the day of your birth?
You're not going to be old enough for a while to use some of those skins you got.
Yeah, I'll be like 48 and be like, oh, I'm 18.
I can finally look at the butt on the skin or something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They go a little too detailed on some of it. I'm not complaining personally. I am not complaining, okay? Because that's part of the self for me. So.
Honestly, games have always been like that. They've just gotten better at it. That's all.
Better.
I mean, like, before it was like
Tomb Raider. You'd mod it in yourself or you're going to buy it.
No, but like games like Tomb Raider still had that same appeal back then. And it was just like polygons. And people in the 90s were like,
ooh,
whoa.
Those are some nice polygons.
Whoa, dude, what if you slid the poly up all the way?
Dude, whoa. No way.
That's a far vertice. Whoa.
Shut up.
Damn.
Yeah, we appeal to that, right? I mean, with our art, we do. The Rabid Peach one that we did recently, where she looked like this little brat. That one was like our most popular thing on Twitter, I think.
That's
like
crazy.
Ever.
Like most. Ever?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Of course.
That's the one. That's the one that took off. We know what you are.
The goon tent.
Ew. Is this episode over?
Sure.
Okay.
Guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of That Animated Podcast. Please go to joltoy.com/shop to support the show and interact and engage with whatever platform you're on and help us grow, share the show.
Yeah. Help us grow, share the show.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah, probably.